Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating live from the multi-million dollar Sports Bylon Studios in San Francisco, California. Check in, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 plus years now, often imitated but never duplicated. Here I sit high atop my throne. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We'll be joined by the undefeated lag, Johnny Sig, in a little while, of course. Coming to us from Las Vegas. Big fights last night. Good weekend for DAZN. I like that fight, man. What do they say? Never hook with a hooker? Well, Maurice Hooker is a hooker, and he hooked with him last night. I'm talking about Jose Ramirez, and he came out on top. Straight up, a great fight. Good back-and-forth battle, folks. A good back-and-forth battle. Not a whole lot of punishment, just a good fight. You know what I'm saying? Not a whole lot of punishment, just a good fight. Speaking of punishment, UFC, Max Holloway did his thing, of course, last night, defending the UFC Featherweight Championship for like the umpteenth time, a record time, against Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion. Of course, never in the fight, Edgar, but Mr. Holloway from Hawaii, he's the real deal, pound for pound, a freak in the world of mixed martial arts. So we're talking mixed martial arts and boxing. Our first guest after Johnny Sig, he'll tune in for a little bit, of course, will be the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. That's right, Larry Merchant will be in the house. Larry saw the fights last night. Larry's amped. I mean, we're seeing good fights on TV. You can't ask for more. You just can't. For a fight fan, you really can't ask for more. Competitive matchups of the top guys. Gervonta Davis, not competitive last night, but he prevailed. We'll talk about that in depth as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course, the American Forces Network. I can keep going, but I don't have enough time. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide, your show. Join us on the toll-free if you like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's Project Cost Guide to see what others pay for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app today.
Listen up, Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can start an Audible account and start an Audible membership and save like two-thirds on your first 3 months, right? $30 off is like getting 3 months for the price of one. Check it out. Offer expires July 31st. Check it out, Audible.com/ring. $4.95 a month for the first 3 months. That's only $14.95 a month, straight up. Pretty good deal, no doubt about that. The offer expires July 31st. Check it out, audible.com/ring.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
The old boxing idiom, don't hook with the hooker, they meant like Joe Frazier. Don't hook with Joe Frazier because Joe Frazier throws such a good hook. They didn't mean don't hook with Maurice Hooker, but guess what? Jose Ramirez hooked with Maurice Hooker last night and came out on top. It was a TKO win. We go to our live in Las Vegas, of course, to talk about this fight. Jose Ramirez, a 2012 Olympian for United States or Mexico, Johnny?
The U.S. for United States of America.
Man, he's an articulate young man, and he can fight, man. I'm telling you, boxing's looking good. Let's talk about this in depth. I mean, they went back and forth. Wasn't a tremendous amount of punishment, because I'm not really into punishment right now, if you know where I'm coming from on that one. Anyway, because of what's happened in the last couple of weeks. So let's go for this clean fighting. These two guys fought clean for, what, six rounds? And when it was over, it was over, and the referee made the right call. What can I say? You can't say a whole lot more about that fight other than it delivered.
Fast pace from the opening bell, you know, Hooker hooking off the jab, which is always nice to see, a nice double jab, inside hooks, Ramirez going to the body, Hooker fighting nice for a guy that's got length, long arms, fighting tight on the inside, compact shots, both guys hitting each other cleanly on the inside for six rounds. Going into the sixth, what happened is Hooker tried to slow down the pace a little bit, take his foot off the gas, and Jose Ramirez went in for the kill. Great stoppage by the referee last night, especially post-mortem all the tragic events that happened in boxing last week.
No doubt about that. And, of course, he's a second-generation referee. Let's just for a minute look at the Dillian White situation. I'm going to bring in Larry Merchant in a little while, but I want to talk about Dillian White just for a second, of course. Now, Eddie Hearn's feigning ignorance on this one. I saw, what's his latest statement on this? Of course, let me fill the listeners in. Dillian White is a heavyweight based in the U.K., I believe. Anyway, he fought for a version of the WBC interim heavyweight title a fortnight ago against a guy by the name of Oscar Rivas, who was undefeated, coming to us from Colombia. All right. Evidently, a week before the fight or prior to the fight, VADA, or one of these drug anti-doping association folks, tested this lad, and he came back positive on a couple of different drugs. One was to cut weight, the other one, anyway. Bottom line is, they were steroids. All right. They didn't tell the opponent. Evidently, they didn't tell the WBC either. And now Hearn's feigning ignorance. Tell me, Johnny, see, you're the man. What's up with that?
I read this morning the same thing you're saying right now, that Hearn said he didn't know. I find that really difficult to believe, that you're the promoter and you didn't know that a fighter that's fighting on your card, the main card in a significant heavyweight bout, you don't know that he failed not only one test, two tests, A and B samples, okay, twice. So I don't see how he doesn't know that going in. And I think it's real unfortunate because it's very unfair to Rivas. He was unbeaten going in. I would like to see them overturn it. They're probably not going to. Maybe a no contest. Either which way, Rivas should get his undefeated record back. Obviously, Dillian White cheating that night.
But Barry Hearn didn't know about Dillian White. Dillian White's the house fighter. He's the
That's
house guy. That's his guy. In other words, if they were related, they are related business-wise.
Yeah, you're following everything he's doing, especially in a very important fight where Dillian White is a top contender and could get a rematch with Joshua, which is easy to make for DAZN, right, because they're on the same network. So you look at what Eddie Hearn was doing there. I don't understand how he has a blind eye or deaf ears to that situation.
Now, speaking of Joshua, are they looking for a soft touch for Joshua?
Well, you know, they're pushing for Andy Ruiz, according to Eddie Hearn, once again. But Eddie Hearn talks a lot of stuff. We know that. I think they're trying to go for Andy Ruiz, maybe a soft touch, if they can't get Andy, because they want to fight in Cardiff, and Andy doesn't want to go there.
Andy's not a soft touch. Andy is not
at all.
Andy is not a soft touch. Andy may look like a soft touch. I may throw rocks at Andy and throw mud at Andy and Randy. But Andy is Superman right now. He is Clark Kent. He is Superman. Call him what you want right now. But he crushed. He didn't beat up Anthony Joshua. He snatched his stones. He cut his stones away from his body. He stole his heart. I mean, that was like an exorcism.
You know, when you look at the hand speed and the combinations, especially at heavyweight ranks, that's pretty cool right now to see. And Joshua wasn't used to that because even when he had been hurt in the past, say like an aforementioned Dillian White hurt him in the past or Klitschko, they didn't go for it, man. They didn't step on the gas. They let him off the hook and allowed Joshua to get back in the fight and get his own knockout of those said opponents. Andy Ruiz didn't do that. He got dropped and he went right in there and he took a couple of shots too right before he hurt Joshua himself. And then got himself composed in round four and put it all together from round five and on and looked great in doing so.
Wow. Okay. Yuri Gamboa is back, or is he? Tell me.
Yeah, he looked good last night. Good stoppage win. Second round over Ramon Martinez, who's obviously been around the block and then some. But, you know, trying to campaign back at 135, I believe it was. Nice solid KO. Not too bad.
Is, you know, he had a whole lot of talent, but, you know, sort of like a lot of, I told you with those Cuban guys, if you give them like a little bit of candy, it's all over. I mean, they've never had anything, and you tell them there's a McDonald's down the street, and they've got $5 in their pocket, and they've got to run in the morning, they're going to go to McDonald's and eat the burger at 11:30 at night and still run in the morning. You're wondering, hey, what's going on with the weight? Well, that's what's going on. They can't stop themselves because they never had it before.
Yeah, and I think that we missed a big window of opportunity with Gamboa versus Wanma when Wanma was still clear in the head, not so much nowadays. It's one of those guys that should have been a little bit bigger, and they just didn't, you know, as far as popularity is concerned, but they just didn't give him that big push he needed. He never got that big win either.
Because he was flaky. It's tough yep. to push a flake, man. It really is tough to push a flake. What else happened this weekend? Some fights Friday night. Oh, Gervonta Davis, how'd he look?
Oh, Davis looked really good. Second round KO last night over Ricardo Nunes on Showtime at 130 pounds. Man, I like Davis. He goes in and gets it done quick. He does what he's supposed to do. He goes in there against a guy that, you know, he's obviously stronger than, and goes in there and sniffs him out a little bit, sees the look of what the guy has to offer. Because Ricardo did offer a little bit last night. He gauged him. You know, he downloaded the information and knocked him out. Good stoppage, another good stoppage by the referee last night, because it looked like Nunes could have went down twice and the ropes had saved him twice, head snapping back. You don't want to see any tragedies like we spoke about, and good stoppage last night.
How come Davis didn't look chubby for this fight? What's the story on that? He didn't look chubby at the weigh-in.
I think he's starting to get people around him that are making him serious about it and telling him about the superstar potential that he does have, because he is a good talker, good-looking kid, excellent fighter, and he's young, and he's only going to get better, and he's going to enter the prime of his life. So they know that there's pay-per-view dollars, and he's at a weight class at around 130 to 140 where there's guys he can make money off of. So I think they're starting to take the business of Gervonta Davis very, very serious.
Are there lines in Las Vegas yet for Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, the rematch? Are there any lines up for that?
I'm sure there is. I haven't been to a casino in a couple of days, but
time out. Are you crippled? Did you break a leg or something like that? I thought you live in the. I thought anyway. You're a high roller, man. You got your own table.
I'm trying to be on good behavior.
The old lady's got you on her leash. That's what he's trying. That's basically what he's trying to tell me. Hey, you know, I'm not going. Okay. All in all, Ramirez, fantastic performance. Hooker, a great performance in losing. Not a whole lot of punishment dealt out there. All in all, good weekend of boxing. Of course, Roman Martinez is really no match for anybody at this point in time. 31-3 coming in, but those three losses and those 31 wins put a lot of miles on that body of his. I mean, a lot of miles. Gervonta Davis, big winner of Ricardo Nunes, no doubt about that. You got to give the Tank some credit because he was in shape. He didn't look like a pig. But back to last week's fight. That's all anybody's talking about. Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. And, you know, I think, as I said with Socrates yesterday, Keith Thurman, man, I like Keith Thurman a whole lot more after the fight than I did before the fight, even though I picked him to win.
I could not agree more. I think he made more fans and friends and got more respect in a loss than he did any of his wins.
Johnny Sigg returns a little bit later. Next up, the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant in the house, live on Ring Talk Worldwide.
That's all I want to fight is serious challenges. We got respect for each other, mutual respect fighter to fighter. But when it comes down to competition, we're both beasts. We're both lions in the jungle. And the best man has to win.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
From the Godfather of Soul to the retired HBO Godfather in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Good morning to you, Larry Merchant.
A very good morning, Pedro, after that fight last night.
After that fight, but after the traffic here in San Francisco, it took me, I'm not kidding you, an hour and 20 minutes to go 2 miles, and it was crazy. Anyway, it is what it is, but we have our great parades here in the City by the Bay, and it's summertime, so I should not be the Scrooge that I'm trying to be here. Bottom line is, that was an exciting fight, no doubt about that. They say never hook with a hooker. Did they mean Maurice Hooker?
Well, I think so, but I was tremendously impressed by Ramirez against a good fighter. You know, Pedro, attacking aggressive warriors have to pass two tests to get to the elite level. They have to pass the hooker test, a guy who can box at the top level, and they have to pass the puncher's test, whoever that may be, maybe this kid Progreus, whatever, however it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
You see very few fighters with that aggressive, crowd-pleasing style rise to the very top or stay there very long when they do. I love the arc of Ramirez's career, how important he is to the people in his hometown, Fresno.
Yep.
How he fights with intelligent aggression, and how he created and then seized the moment at the end of that fight.
Without a doubt, one of boxing's rising stars. And Gervonta Davis was on TV last night as well. And, you know, Larry, I've always called him chubby and fat and this kind of stuff, but it looks like the kid got his act together. He came to the weigh-in looking pretty ripped.
I have to admit, I didn't see that fight. One reason I didn't go through the hoops of recording it was that his opponent is an opponent.
Okay, exactly.
Not ranked and so forth. It looked like a setup, the kind of thing that his promoter, Mayweather, knows something about.
Okay, I'm going to shift gears totally on you here. Last week, Dillian White fought in London, or in the UK, and he fought against Oscar Rivas. Oscar Rivas, undefeated Colombian heavyweight. And prior to the fight, he tested positive for two anabolic steroids. One is, and people laugh when I say this, but there's one steroid you could take, and what it does is it cuts fat. That's the whole intent of the steroid, is that it cuts fat, and it turns fat into muscle, and people laugh when I say that, but that's just what it does. But he tested positive for two steroids before the fight, and evidently the promoter knew and didn't tell the other guy. I got a problem with that, Larry.
Oh, I do too. And one of the things that's virtually unique to boxing is, and which is a problem against other sports that do a better job of policing drugs and of holding offenders to account, is that in a prize fight, if one of the top guys goes down with a drug test, especially if it's the favorite and so on, then the whole card gets exploded. If you find a baseball player or a football player or even a tennis player guilty as charged, the game goes on. In prize fighting, the game may not go on.
Yeah.
And so that becomes a serious problem for the local governors of the sport, because they're there not just to govern it and oversee it, but also to help promoters promote it.
Yeah.
And that becomes a collision. And it's not the first time it's happened. But happily, the last time we saw something like this, as I recall, because it's very recent history, Andy Ruiz, as a substitute, became the heavyweight champion of the world.
Yep. And that was brought on by a steroid test, with a bad steroid test. Good point. Let's switch gears. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are going to fight in the November pay-per-view date.
You know what? I could care less.
I know, but I know that you can care less. But this, I'm hearing rumors.
Look, I understand that boxing and money are inextricably connected. All professional sports are about money at the top and the bottom of them. So it never would surprise me if they were 60 years old to have a rematch, okay? Because of how much money they generated in their first fight. So I thought I heard Pacquiao say he couldn't fight again this year because of his duties as a senator in the Philippines.
Ching, ching.
But
money talks.
Well, money talks and money screams and yells when guys make nine figures, $100 million or more for a fight, as they did last time.
Yeah. Boxing's in a good spot right now, Larry. I mean, got
whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, in the last month, we had the Ruiz-Joshua fight.
Mm-hmm.
we had the Pacquiao-Thurman fight, and last night, Ramirez and Hooker. And they exceeded, every fight, I think, in some way, exceeded our expectations. Every fight was crowd-friendly. So I don't recall the last time boxing had a month like that, but it certainly is a good sign.
No doubt about that. Of course, the heavyweight division, sort of unpredictable right now. We don't know whether Andy Ruiz is going to go back with Joshua in a rematch. Do you know, as far as Joshua is concerned, the psychological damage of being crushed like that and then not having his, not probably having all the intestinal fortitude that I thought a prize fighter should bring to the dance, especially as a heavyweight champion, do you think he needs a confidence builder before he goes back to meet Ruiz again?
I don't know. I hope he would not. But Lennox Lewis, his countryman, came back from two knockouts.
Yeah.
I don't think he fought the fighters, both fighters, immediately in a rematch. In one of them, perhaps. But that's an individual case. I think he should fight him in his next fight.
Larry, you mentioned Lennox Lewis. When you guys were doing an Ocean's 11 movie, that's what they sort of blamed his lack of conditioning for, that Hussein Rahman fight
Well, I recall saying that night that Lennox Lewis drowned in Ocean's 11. Because I was in that movie and we were, doing the movie fight and so on and so forth. But the problem at that time was that it kept Lewis in the U.S. for a couple of weeks, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Where his opponent, and you have to remind me, the guy from Baltimore,
Hussein Rahman,
had gone to get accustomed to the to Johannesburg and so forth, and just seemed to be taking it a little bit more seriously, and proved it in the fight.
We talked on the phone from South Africa. Wherever that fight took place, you and I were on the phone. I was, in fact, your late broadcast partner Harold Letterman, I think, was on the phone about that one too. So it was quite an event. It was, of course, different time zones, all that kind of good stuff. Lennox Lewis seems to be coming into his own as a commentator. He isn't the greatest commentator in the world, but he's a former world heavyweight champion and he's articulate.
Yeah, he speaks with some authority. I don't think he has a broad range, but. I think he's where he should be, and his voice carries some authority, as I said.
Back to Manny Pacquiao. It would be a great time to walk away, but nobody walks away like this. Where do you see him going? I mean, if you were to chart his course, how would you chart his course, Larry?
Look, the obvious fight. I mean, I was surprised they put him in with Thurman, to tell you the truth.
You and me both.
I thought Thurman would be too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
Shows to go what I know. Now, Errol Spence is coming up with his fight with Sean Porter.
Right.
And if Spence wins, as expected, then maybe Pacquiao and Spence go at it next. Maybe it becomes a big event where both fighters can make a lot of money. I think it's a bad fight
bad,
for Pacquiao.
Bad
which
fight.
May be a good sign for him.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not quite sure what to do with him. How about him and Ramirez? What kind of fight would that be? Ramirez is a 140-pounder.
Ramirez will move. Yeah, I know. But I don't know. I would love to see Manny Pacquiao like fight Keith Thurman again and then say goodbye, I mean, or something like that. In other words,
No? You know, I don't know. It's going to be where the money is. If Mayweather has told him that he's going to need 9 months to get ready to fight again and they can do it next spring or summer. That's what it'll do. I assume.
The retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry, say hello to the godmama. Tell her I want to come down and have some food with her.
I will report to management when I hang up.
God bless you and God bless her. We'll talk soon, Larry.
So long.
The Godfather, folks, I'm honored to have him week in and week out. He is my man. I'm talking about the retired HBO Hall of Famer, Larry Merchant, in the house. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby.
Come on over here, man. He been here before. He done broke records here before. He's a legend of the sport. And it'd be my honor to fight him next.
Baby, 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 baby. Baby, baby.
Listen up, Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can start an Audible account and start an Audible membership and save like 2/3 on your first 3 months, right? $30 off is like getting 3 months for the price of one. Check it out. Offer expires July 31st. Check it out, audible.com/ring. $4.95 a month for the first 3 months. That's only $14.95 a month. Straight up, pretty good deal. No doubt about that. The offer expires July 31st. Check it out, audible.com/ring.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When you get drubbed in your last fight and you lose, man, especially moving up in weight, you know, you take a bigger beating when you step up in class. I'm talking about like from 145 to 155. That's a huge jump. And Max Holloway, the UFC featherweight champion, 145-pound title holder out of Hawaii. Of course, he stepped up to 155 and took on Dustin Poirier in basically a lightweight, interim lightweight title fight, of course, because Khabib was suspended and he couldn't fight. Of course, Khabib and Dustin Poirier are going to hook it up in Dubai. But Max Holloway coming back, you know, it's tough to come back from getting beat and then having a fight and defend your title, but he did it. And he's like 21-4 now, and, you know, Frankie Edgar's no bum, former lightweight champion, but just a guy that I was always blown away by the fact that he was able to capture the title. I don't know how he did. Who did he fight? Anyway, bottom line is he's had 23 wins now, 8 losses, 7 losses. It's time to give it up as far as Frankie Edgar's concerned, because if he can't win at 145, he's talking about dropping to 135 maybe. You know, you should have done that a long time ago. You don't get beat up at 145 to drop to 135, okay? You drop to 135 and see what's happening. That's what you should have done. You're the smaller guy. You've always been the smaller guy. No excuse for it. And the co-feature, Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, a winner over Felicia Spencer. Felicia Spencer, Felicia came in with a decent resume, but of course she was taking on the monstrous that is Chris Cyborg Santos. I mean, she's just, I told you, not too many women I'm scared of, but Cyborg's one of them, or at least was one of them. Now I know she got a bad chin, so I'd be willing to fire on that chin if she came at me. But seriously, Cyborg, if she came at you at night, if you're a dude and she came at you at night, you'd have to give your all right away. You'd have to throw. You'd have to throw. This is not a woman that, you know, I mean, come on, man. She's a monster. She's seen her throwing dudes around. She beats up on guys in the gym, as did Ronda Rousey for a while, until they got hip to her arm bar. But, you know, she beats up on guys in the gym. Anyway, last night, Felicia Spencer took a licking for 3 rounds. The scores were 30-27 or 3 rounds of zip. Outside of that, Jeff Neal was on the card beating Nico Price. Of course, Nico Price, not the greatest fighter in the world, got drubbed in the second round KO, 239 in. Now, let's go to the winner, Max Holloway.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 5 rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. The judges score the contest 50-45. 50-45 and 48-47 for the winner. And still the undisputed UFC featherweight champion of the world, Max Blessed Holloway.
I will absolutely talk to him, but I'm going to talk to you first. The winner, and still, ladies and gentlemen, Max Holloway. Max, you put on a great display of distance and control with your educated jab. You won the decision. Was there anything that surprised you about this fight tonight?
Everybody said I wasn't going to be able to wrestle with this guy. Everybody said I wasn't going to be able to stay with his pace. I wanted to prove a point and go 5 rounds with him so I could let the world know that I'm here to stay, and the Blessed Express is still on the move, baby. Choo-choo!
Now, Max, coming down from lightweight and now fighting again in your championship weight of 45, where do you see your future?
Hey, if they need a heavyweight next week for DC, next month, let me know. That is Planet of Advantage. You're going to get it!
So you basically will fight whatever fight looks good for you.
I got to get on your show, JRE. Get me on JRE, guys.
Anytime. You just tell me.
Hey, nothing but love for you guys. Frankie is a true warrior. Give him up for this guy. He's the guy that inspired me to be here. You're the man, Frank.
Thank you for a masterful performance, sir. Max Holloway, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with Frankie Edgar, ladies and gentlemen. Frankie, this was a fight that you had wanted for a long time. It had been scheduled and rescheduled. It finally happened. What did you expect, and what was different?
I expected everything he brought. Max is a stud, man. He represents our sport to the best, represents his division to the best. He's the best guy in the world.
What was your strategy coming in here?
Mix it up, you know. I thought I did okay. Max is a big guy. I'm giving up some pounds. I mean, that doesn't really matter. You know, I got my family here, my kid here. It's just tough, you know?
I completely understand. Frankie, there's been talk of you one day potentially even fighting at 135 pounds, and I've heard people say that's the real weight class where you're supposed to be. Have you ever thought about doing that?
I don't know, man. I need to go back to the drawing board and regroup. I'm not done. I got a lot of fight in me, man. Max the best guy in the world, and I fought pretty damn tough.
You have nothing to be ashamed of, sir, and you're one of the best fighters I've ever watched fight, and it was an honor to call your fight, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Edgar.
Excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. Listen, man, you got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. You lost every round. You dropped to 145 thinking you could dominate because you were a bigger guy at one point in time and fought at 155. It don't always work that way. Max Holloway is a unique being. I've sold him short in the past, man, but you can't sell Max short, not at 145. I mean, he's destroyed every guy that's been put in front of him, every single opponent. And speaking of 145-pound opponents, destroyed. Max Holloway destroyed Brian Ortega. You know Brian Ortega came in at 14-0. He was the most beautiful, young, Latino, Mexican-American, spoke Spanish, spoke English. He was good-looking. I mean, he had green eyes, a whole nine yards, man. This guy was like movie star-ish. He shouldn't have been fighting, okay? So they put him in this fight with Mr. Champion, Mr. Max Holloway, and Max beats the snot out of him. They stopped it in the fourth round, but Max beats the snot out of him. And when I say the snot, I mean it was like he beat him so bad, I don't think I've seen a beating that bad where they didn't stop the fight. In other words, where the corner didn't stop the fight. And why don't corners stop the fights? I think Dana White tells them, hey, if you stop the fight, you're on my spit list. And when I say spit and talk about Dana White, I'm saying spit with an H, okay? So I think that's what happens, is that Dana White tells him, guess what? Don't throw in the towel. Because you can't tell me that when a guy's getting his ass whooped like that and he's getting lit up, he's got blood coming out of four or five different areas of his body, and he's sagging here and he's sagging there, and you're just watching him get the life beat out of him. Why are you doing this? Why are you allowing this if you're the corner? You're supposed to protect your guy. Hey, I threw the towel when I had the silver gloves, when I had kids in the Junior Olympics, the silver gloves, or even the golden gloves. I had that towel in my hand. People used to say to me, why do you have the towel? So I sort of chew on it like Jerry Tarkanian. No, not really. Anyway, I have that towel there so I could throw that towel in the ring at any given time. If I see my guys hurt, if I see something in my guy that the ref doesn't see, maybe the ref is in a bad position or something like that, I throw the towel in. Guess what? I have never had a guy get seriously hurt. You got to be on the job. The corners, they allow these guys to take beating after beating. And now, I'm not trying to say that the boxing beatings in the last couple of weeks were from prolonged beatings, but guess what? If a guy loses five or six rounds in a row, maybe it's time to call it. You know, he's not going to win mathematically on the scorecard. So what are you trying to tell me? That you're going to allow this fight to continue just for the sake of him taking punishment? Undue punishment? If you know he's going to win the fight? I mean, how many times does Mike Weaver come out and knock out John Tate in the 15th round of a fight that he was losing? Very rarely. Now, what am I trying to say? Take away some of the suspense in boxing? You're going to take away some of the suspense, the last-minute knockout, the last-minute, you know, Julio Cesar Chavez coming back and stopping Meldrick Taylor in that 12th round of that big fight, of course, in Las Vegas when Meldrick wasn't looking at the referee and instead was looking at Lou Duva. Referee Richard Steele took all kinds of heat for that, but I was in the ninth row, man. Mel just wasn't, that's what he calls himself now. Mel just wasn't paying attention, and the referee had to stop the fight, okay? But Duva was on the apron because he was concerned. His guy had been taking quite a licking in that 12th round. And, in fact, there was one hook that was just incredibly devastating, a couple of right hands as well. But, you know, he was crunched up, and he went down, did Meldrick Taylor, and he got up. But he was never the same again. Meldrick was never – and I'm not sure if he'd have won that fight because he probably deserved to win that fight. I don't know if he'd have won because, you know, he probably deserved to win. If it was like 5 seconds left, he should have paid attention to the referee and the bell would have rang and it would have been history and he would have beat Julio Cesar Chavez, okay? Speaking of Chavez, I got an item on him a little bit later. Anyway, it didn't happen that way. But Mel was never the same. Meldrick Taylor has been accused of being or associated with being homeless and having medical and mental issues and alcohol issues and that kind of good stuff. In his native Philadelphia, he was arrested a couple weeks ago when a SWAT team evidently moved in on him. So, you know, he's got his share of problems. He was never the same after the Chavez fight. Never the same. And for those of you out there that got off on all that entertainment, somebody paid for that. Somebody paid the ultimate price almost for that. Because guess what? The reason why he calls himself Mel is that he can't write Meldrick. 1984 Olympic gold medalist. Can't write Meldrick, so he writes Mel. No Mel Taylor, no Meldrick Taylor, no 1970, none, no 1984 Olympic champion, none of that kind of stuff, MVP of the games, none of that kind of good stuff, just Mel. That's all he can write is Mel. Can't even bring him to interview shows because all he writes is Mel, and he mumbles a lot. You know, so it's not good. What I'm trying to say is that there was no stopping that fight as far as the punishment was concerned. I mean, in that 12th round, it was a give-and-take type of thing, and I'm not saying that the fight should have been stopped. I'm not really not saying it should. I'm not saying that Meldrick took enough punishment to where the fight should have been stopped. But what I'm trying to say is look at the residual effects of your being entertained. That's where I'm coming from. Look at it. Because outside of selling pencils in front of the bus station in Philadelphia, Meldrick Taylor is in bad shape. He just is. Brian Ortega, the talk about bringing him back September 21st, that's where this conversation started with the UFC featherweight, former contender, of course, contender for the title in December of 2018. As I said, got beaten. And he got beaten so bad that it took him 6 months to get cleared by the Athletic Commission. But it looked like somebody had taken a stone club and beat him like a caveman. Just beat him and 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 beat him. And you just don't, I don't think you recover physically from that, but you don't recover psychologically either. And I'm wishing to God that Max, I thought that Mr. Ortega was the up-and-coming superstar in the world of the UFC, but I'll go back to what I've said time and time again of late. The UFC is not interested in creating superstars. They don't want the hottest guy out there. If they did, they would have preached to Brock Lesnar and they would have sold Brock Lesnar on anything. They would say, Brock, come back and fight this guy, fight that guy. We'll give you this. Tell you what, Brock, here's what we'll do. We'll give you a cut of the pay-per-view. In other words, we'll give you X amount. Okay, so you go out there and you hustle this pay-per-view. So Brock goes out there and hustles it, gets himself in shape, does the steroid testing for like 4 or 5 months, whatever they got to do, and they put together the biggest fight in MMA history. Between Brock Lesnar and anybody. But the UFC doesn't want to do that. They signed this contract with ESPN. Yes, you get to watch all these fights on ESPN for free. But they're not looking to create stars. If they were looking to create stars, somebody would have pulled the trigger on Brian Ortega in that fight. They would have pulled, because they would have said, you know, he's a beautiful kid. He's a good fighter. He's came in undefeated. He's really getting mucked up here. Let's just stop this right now and save him for another day. So what they did was they waited about 2.5-3 rounds more. He probably lost like a pint of blood. I'm telling you, he looked like he belonged in a MASH hospital. He looked like he'd been in a war. Okay, and they kept sending him out. The corner kept sending him out. Brave cornermen. The cornermen aren't taking these shots. They're not taking the heat in the corner. They're not. They're sitting there going, man, to get the cut ready. What are we going to tell him? Give him some strategy. How do you give a guy a strategy when he comes back after a 5-minute beating in the UFC fight when he's got the snot kicked out of him for 5 minutes? What do you tell him? Go out there and take it for another 5 minutes because Dana says so. That's what you tell him. Cold world, baby. Cage fighting. No doubt about it. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We have a text line. You can text the studio. Don't have to drop your name. You can drop some bad names on me if you want. I don't care. Voice your opinion. It's your line. Studio text line here, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, the Ring Talk studio text line. Text us here in the studio, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, hour number one of two on sportsbyline.com.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darling, you send me.
I know you. What a crooner, baby. Had a lot of chicks. That's what got him killed. A lot of chicks. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The aforementioned Brian Ortega, 14-1, venturing to Mexico. Looks like September 21st to fight the Korean Zombie. Yikes, doesn't sound like a great comeback fight. But then again, like I'm trying to tell you, the UFC is not concerned with building people. They're concerned with destroying people, because if they build people, they have to pay them. They have to pay them. So why not just get them out there, you know, and bust them up in three or four or five big fights, and that's it, they're done, and move on to the next body, because that's what it's all about on the UFC plantation. As far as that class action lawsuit, of course, all the fighters that retired from the UFC, including the King, Kyle Kingsbury, that suit's still rocking and rolling down there in Las Vegas. I don't know where it's at right now, but it's past discovery, and it should be well into getting close to a trial, if not a trial date. A resolution of this matter, because I've been thinking that they're just basically corporate pimps. That's without the corporate tag. That's what Zuffa Sports was. I mean, when you're only spending 8 to 10% of your total revenues, and you can sell your product for $4.2 billion, or $4,200 million, however you want to look at it, when you can sell your product for that, and yet you're only paying your talent 8 to 10%. Guess what? You're paying your talent less than a pimp does on the Las Vegas Boulevard on Strip. I kid you not. Pimps on the Strip have a higher pay rate than the UFC and Dana White. You think I'm kidding? Figure it out. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two is still coming on sportsbyline.com. That's right. If we drop you, if you happen to get us dropped on your station or your network for hour number two, you can always go to sportsbyline.com and hit the Listen Live button. Listen to hour number two. Of course, Johnny Sig will be back. He'll be talking boxing and MMA as well. We'll hear from Ali, and we'll spend some time, maybe a couple of Mike Tyson quotes as well. Lots of fun and boxing and MMA still to come in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.